Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
We'll see. We'll find out.
Fix it in post.
Excuse me? What am I, a wizard?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fine. Audio Kadabra.
Jesus Christ.
It looks like there's a light on. It's green.
Brian Brinkman.
Hello.
Great to finally catch up with you.
Great to see you. How are you? Happy summit.
Happy summit. Yes. What's new for you in the space?
Oh, what's new? Well, I'm here today to do a main stage presentation about nostalgia and core memories. And in terms of things going on in my life, lots of fun drops coming up in this month. I don't know when this will air, but this is June right now, and mm-hmm. I'll be doing a drop with the Paintbox Project at Art Basel, Switzerland in 2 weeks.
Nice.
And then I will be doing a one-of-one for the Super Rare Gallery later this month. If anybody's at NFT NYC, it'll be on display during that. And also coming up soon, I will be doing an NFT boxes with the Pranksy team.
Oh, awesome.
And so a lot of things on the next month horizon. It's going to be fun.
I didn't know that was moving again.
They're doing one this month with Minotaur Man.
Okay. Cool.
And so, yeah.
Ah, so you've got loads going on then.
It's a busy month.
Yeah. So the NFT space is not dead for you.
No, it's always, you know, I feel like there's always something going on. I try to be consistent and put something out every month or two. So
yeah,
whether it's up or down, you know, doesn't stop me from still being creative.
Yeah. So what's the nostalgia that you're sort of?
Yeah.
I think people have a lot of nostalgia for, especially for this event.
Yeah.
What's your take?
Well, I just think if you look at what people are collecting, I mean, CryptoPunks has a nostalgia towards 8-bit art. A lot of my work evokes childhood memories. Sometimes I integrate references to old board games like Chutes and Ladders or, you know, swing sets and all these other things. I think there's something beautiful about nostalgia. Sometimes it can be a bit of a drug. It hits a dopamine level. And so, last week we saw a project in the space mint out and do really well. That's all based on Pokemon. And so I think we all have these kind of cultural touchstones that we think about that bring us back to these memories of childhood or happiness or fun and all these other things. And so I tend to try and pick at those with my art and then use that as kind of a candy coating gloss to tell stories about maybe my own experiences, whether it's imposter syndrome or, you know, death or any of these other things. Kind of putting it in this happy place makes it a lot more palatable for people to kind of get into these heavier topics.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so that's like a tapping into nostalgia to evoke emotion in yes. people through the art. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, oh, awesome.
So yeah, it should be a fun, you know, the talk we're going to do in a bit will be, I'm bringing back a childhood favorite, which is, I will get the audience to participate in playing with a giant parachute like they did in gym class as kids.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun.
That's really cool.
Unlocking core memories.
So everyone's gonna get stuck underneath and try and find
their
way out.
That's the hope. there's at least twice that there will be a lift and hide underneath and do the tent thing.
Yeah.
So we'll see. It's only a 10-minute thing, so it's a very regimented, timed performance of parachute games.
Okay. Yeah. And I thought the parachute was for an airdrop.
Oh, that would have been good. I mean, there will be an airdrop at the end.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. They will be flying all over the room for people to pick up.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, thanks very much.
Oh, thanks. This was great.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, pleasure.
Cheers. Piece of cake.
No, that's nice. That's really...
At the end of it, there will be 100-plus ball pit balls that I drew Nimbud faces and stamped, and they're going to be thrown onto the parachute, and then they're going to fly everywhere, and people can take them home.
Yeah, that's cool.
So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
I'm hoping nobody gets injured.
But it should be all right. If it's okay for toddlers.